here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features, they are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. All kinds of stuff to talk about here tonight. Your calls, if you decide to make them. Last night, I said we were going to talk about how Obama has broken yet another campaign promise. And, of course, nobody should be surprised about this. Barack Obama is a politician just like any other politician. And the process works the same way all the time. Whether it's a presidential election or a local election, politicians say one thing and then they do something completely different when they end up getting into office. And
but so, I was hopeful he would change that.
Were you really?
No.
Okay. And so this time around, we're going to give you the details on exactly what he did. As the Associated Press points out, one of President Barack Obama's campaign pledges went up with in puffs of smoke on Wednesday. The largest increase in tobacco taxes took effect despite Obama's promise to not raise taxes of any kind on families earning under $250,000 or individuals under $200,000. And this is one tax that disproportionately affects the poor, who are most likely to, or rather more likely to smoke than the rich.
Mm.
And in fact, the
he didn't mean that.
Oh, right, right there. Sure, he didn't mean it. Well, anyway, that's what ended up being what happened. In fact, the law raises the tobacco tax nearly 62 cents. Now, this is the federal tobacco tax. So when you're buying a pack of cigarettes, you're paying federal and local and sale and state sales taxes on that cigarette pack. So tack on. So they've raised it 62 cents to $1.01. So a whole dollar and one penny is going to be federal taxes on that next pack of cigarettes that that you buy once this goes into effect. I'm not sure if it's in effect now or will be in effect within a few months, but the law has been passed.
So many people just think of income tax when they think of federal taxes. They don't really even, it's hard to even begin to wrap your head around all the taxes and so many of them hidden.
You can't possibly because, yeah, exactly, there are, most of them are hidden. When you go to the grocery store and you're buying groceries, if you're in a state where they don't charge tax on groceries, you may say to yourself, wow, there's no taxes on these. But that's not true. You're paying, if you buy a loaf of bread, you're paying all of the taxes that the store is paying, whatever the corporate taxes are that they're paying. You're paying every tax that the corporation that manufactured the bread pays. You're paying all the taxes the shipping company paid in order to get the bread to the store. Every entity, every business person that is between you and the original manufacturer paid taxes, including the original manufacturer, and you're paying for all of that in the cost of that loaf of bread, which is why, as you say, Dale, it's impossible to calculate, because even if we could calculate it on that one loaf of bread, then you get to go ahead and calculate it on all the other thousands of products, and that's just in the grocery stores.
And not to mention the regulations and things that the businesses have to abide by that cost a tremendous amount of money. All that goes into the cost.
Obedience.
It's not really it's not a tax necessarily.
But you're paying for obedience, basically.
Yeah. And those regulations make it so that you know, people who talk about a 90% tax bracket, those regulations that are, you know, that are cost of doing business, they make it so that that 90% tax bracket's impossible for a company to operate in.
There's no doubt about it. Your thoughts at 800-259-9231. WinkNews.com expands a little bit on this federal tax increase, because it wasn't just a tobacco increase on cigarettes. And this one's going to hit home to you, Mark, as you are a daily cigar smoker. Every night before you go to sleep, you have, and before you nap, at least, you're having 1 to 2 cigars per day. And the federal government's going to be getting a real nice piece of your action now, because they also raised taxes on cigars. According to Wink News, cigar makers say a 750% increase.
Jeez.
In the federal tax on cigars will kill their industry. But others say raising taxes on all tobacco products, including cigars, is the best way to hold smokers accountable for the health problems that secondhand smoke can cause.
But this is such nonsense. Secondhand smoke causes no health problems. Sorry, maybe if you have asthma and you spend a lot of time around a smoker, then maybe we can talk. But
if you live with one, pretty much.
Yeah, that would be it. The fact is, it takes what, 50 or 60 years of smoking to kill somebody off from smoking filterless cigarettes? That's the same as secondhand smoke. Don't tell me that little bit of cotton in the end really matters anyway.
Do you know how this affects loose tobacco for people that want to roll their own cigarettes?
I'm
assuming there's something. I'm just wondering how they figure that out.
It's likely increased, but I'm not sure how much.
Yeah.
they're only talking about packs of cigarettes in one article, and then the other one is the cigars. But I'm sure if you dug around, you could probably find that odds are it won't be as affecting those particular businesses because the raw tobacco providers, they just don't have a business.
Yeah.
There's just not as much volume going on there.
They're not as big of a target.
Though they might be now. I mean, if they didn't raise them that much on the raw tobacco manufacturers, and they might later on because the people that are smoking cigarettes may decide to start rolling their own if it becomes more.
I know someone that does it to save money now. So if it's just simply more expensive to smoke because of the tax,
it is.
Then someone might consider, a lot more people might start considering rolling cigarettes. I mean, most of these things, when it gets expensive enough, it'll drive you to things you might not have considered before.
That's
right. You get desperate enough.
Wednesday's federal cigar tax change raises the tax on a single cigar from 5 cents. Now, Mark, what do you pay for a cigar? How do you buy your cigars?
I generally buy them, I get the cheapies at the drugstore cigars. I mean, so.
What is it, Swisher Sweets? What's the brand?
Swisher Sweets, if I have to.
Have a Tampa
is the brand. And
you're paying for like a 5-pack or something? What do they come in, 3-packs, 5-packs?
5-packs.
5-pack?
$2.50.
So
50 cents a cigar.
All right, so that's what your old price was. Well, now, according to this story, the federal tax on one cigar is going up from 5 cents to 40 cents per cigar.
It may
40
be.
Cents.
Holy
It may
crap. Be that they're talking about, hand-rolled, real guy's cigars as opposed to drugstore cigars. I don't know. It may be that you were talking about them all. I don't
$2.50 is what you paid after tax?
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't afford it anymore. I'm just an average worker. I make an average worker salary, and I like a few things. I can't even smoke anymore. I mean, it feels like the government is trying to tell me what to do, says smoker Chris Hamilton. Smokers aren't the only ones fuming over today's tobacco tax increases. Bonita Springs-based cigar maker Rocky Patel says this tax could put him out of business. Patel says, I don't mind paying our fair share, but I don't think that we should be penalized to a point where it devastates our entire industry. Well, that's just it. At some point, the government regulations and the government taxes and controls will at some point raise above the level that you can handle it.
Right.
So that's just it's one of the problems with Americans is, oh, well, we don't mind a little bit of regulation, but just don't go too crazy all at once on us, government. Just step up the tyranny bit by bit.
Yeah.
Quit all this jumping up on all these rules and increasing taxes dramatically. Just take it slow so we don't know what's happening.
We like our tyranny to come in small doses.
Yeah, some of the most pro-liberty politicians are not even claiming to shrink government. They're just saying, well, we'll cap the growth of government at population 1%. And inflation and things like that, So it's pathetic.
People are pathetic. They're willing to accept controls, but just, whoa, take it easy with laying those on us here. We'll do what you're demanding. Just take it slow. But apparently things are moving a little bit too fast, and now the business owners are saying they might go out of business entirely. The federal tobacco tax increases might not be all. Patel's employees spent Wednesday on the phone making pleas to Florida lawmakers who are looking to tack on a $1 per ounce tax of their own. Patel says that would mean another dollar per cigar. He says, overnight, with the swish of a pen, they're going to try to take this away from me, and I'm going to fight because, it's not fair, he says. But Patel says he understands the health risks of cigarettes and why lawmakers want to increase those taxes, but he believes cigars should be exempt. This is a cigar that adults enjoy on occasion, just like they enjoy a fine glass of wine, Patel explains. And here we are again with yet another problem that you see across the American people. Not only are they willing to obey, but they also don't mind it when other people are forced to obey things.
Yeah.
It's just that, oh, leave me alone. My business is respectable. My business is okay. It's those guys over there. I don't care. Tax them to death. Who cares what you do to them? They're the ones manufacturing cigarettes. We're cigar manufacturers, so we're better than they are. I mean, this is a common attitude. Go ahead, regulate the competition as much as you want, but don't touch my business.
Right. Cars kill a lot of people. Hamburgers kill a lot of people. I think we should, should we tax all these things?
1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Until Americans and everybody else in the world is willing to stand up for the freedoms of their neighbors, then they're not going to have freedoms for themselves. When will they figure it out? More on the way. You bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WebEx.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Life Change Tea sets the standard.
Have you heard on radio all the new teas with funny names, movie stars, celebrities endorsing these products and so on?
Have you checked the results?
Not the pictures of the bikini babes and such, but the results.
Have you checked their pricing and the funky 3-month contracts and all that stuff?
Have you checked the results? Oh, that's right, I said that.
Did you check the ingredients and you check for caffeine?
Yeah.
Life Change Tea is the real deal, not a new yippee-yay tea, but a tea if you drink it daily, it'll change your life, and it will clean your body. Our middle name is Results. You can pay more, and you can have a celebrity smile, or you can get results. Your call. Or should I say, make the call. Get the tea at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Order now for real results.
This year, millions of people will lose electricity. Ice storms, earthquakes, flooding, or hurricanes could leave you without power for days. Anyone that's ever been in a blackout knows that the first thing you need is a flashlight. That's why you need the Packlight. The Packlight is powered by a 9-volt battery and lasts up to 1,200 hours. It's so small, it fits right in your pocket and glows in the dark, making it easy to find when you need it most. One Florida customer says,
"My Packlight has lasted through 4 hurricanes in 2 years, over 30 days without electricity, and I'm still using the same battery."
The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty, and prices start at just $12.99. It's time for you to be prepared with a Packlight. Visit us at 9voltlight.com. That's 9voltlight.com. Or call us today, toll-free, at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448. 4448.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can dial up toll-free, bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site there, totally free. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And those features, by the way, include the wiki with over 1,800 pages created by listeners just like you. Head over to wiki.freetalklive.com, W-I-K-I, wiki.freetalklive.com, and get interactive. You can edit virtually anything you see. It's like the listener editable version of our website, wiki.freetalklive.com. Now, you know email's not secure, but hey, privacy's dead anyway, right?
Wrong. Introducing PrivacyHarbor.com, an easy-to-use, secure email alternative. Sign up for a free account today, PrivacyHarbor.com, because normal email is not secure. That's PrivacyHarbor.com as we continue discussing this federal tax increase on all tobacco products. And as we're digging deeper into the story, we're finding out more about how this is affecting not only the businesses, but of course also the end consumers. Tremendous tax increases that we're looking at here. Cigarettes going up by, 39 cents per pack to $1.01 per pack just at the federal level. So that hasn't even begun to factor in the various different state and local taxes that might be placed on cigarettes. We're finding out that cigars have jumped up by 40-something, I think about 40 cents, or from 5 cents to 40 cents per cigar. And, Mark, you were saying you didn't think it would affect the cigars that you're buying.
Wasn't sure.
According to everything I'm looking at, it doesn't say anything about an exception anywhere.
Okay.
You haven't gone to buy cigars, I asked you during the break, you haven't gone to buy cigars in a few weeks. And according to these stories, the tax increase is now in effect as of April 1st.
Mm.
So the next time you go buy a cigar, pack, let us know what it ended up costing you, if there's a difference there.
Maybe it's an April Fool's joke and they're not really going to do it.
No, this is awful. I wish you were right, Dale, but there are people that are all there's another story here about how the quitting smoking helplines have had an explosion in phone calls recently, allegedly because people are, you know, seeing these new taxes. It's a tough economy, and they're saying to themselves that they just can't afford this, which is, of course,
is driving the tobacco companies out of business because more and more people are quitting, people that wouldn't quit otherwise. And I'm not saying that they should smoke. They should do whatever they want. They're adults. It's better for your health if you don't smoke, but, hey, you know, you gotta die sometime. I'm not saying that I want to die soon, but I like smoking cigars. But I can tell you, if my cigars went from 50 cents a piece to $5 a piece, and I had things are going to change.
Well,
in my
now
house.
Now it may be 90 cents a piece. So almost nearly doubling the cost of the cheaper cigars that you're buying. And so let's continue with your phone calls here. Glenn is in Missouri with some thoughts on this on the Amp Line. Glenn, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, a couple of things. I was interviewed for a TV news story about this, and I set it up at a friend of mine who owns a tobacco shop at his shop.
Okay.
And one thing to correct, I know you're asking about the people that roll their own.
Mm-hmm.
That tax increased from about $1.10 per pound of tobacco to $24.62 per pound.
Is that right? Because I'm looking at a different story here from GreatFallsTribune.com that says a box of loose tobacco more than doubled from $1.99 to $4.15. It doesn't say how many ounces are in that particular box, but it does say the price went up by double.
Right, right. And if you buy a pound of rolling tobacco, I think a pound runs maybe from $15 to $20. So you're basically looking at more than doubling the price.
Wow, that's crazy. So there's no way that a tobacco smoker is going to be able to avoid this stuff beyond finding some sort of black market source that is avoiding all of the taxes.
Right, right. And the tobacco shop owner told me that when the tax went into effect April 1st, if you had a tobacco shop, you had to do an inventory overnight, and you had to write a check to the federal government.
Good Lord.
For the additional taxes on anything you had in inventory.
So they are essentially they're charging the store owners for all of their inventory right now, and then the store owner has to make that up when he actually sells the product.
Right, but they had to write a check right away. And what the tobacco shop owner told me, he says, you know, what happened really was the cigarette companies, you know, if you're going to increase the tax, they said, well, hey, let's increase the tax a lot more on our competitors, those that sell the loose leaf, so we can put them out of business. And the tobacco shop owner said that any other smoke shops he knew that had loose leaf tobacco, roll your own, they were selling out their inventory and weren't going to buy anymore. That this increase in taxes will basically kill off the roll your own industry.
I wonder if their thought was to keep those shop owners from being able to stock up, because that's exactly what I would have done, and I wouldn't blame them for it. Stock up on as much inventory as possible before this tax went into effect or something.
Any thoughts?
Well, you know, they want their their money. And one other thing, you know, I said we did a TV interview. Mm-hmm. And when the TV story was finally released, all it had was a puff piece about how great this was to fund children health care and an obligatory quote from a smoker who said, oh, this is great if it helps children. They didn't include any of the interview with me or the tobacco shop owner.
That's sad. Glenn, thanks for the call, and thanks for the news tonight. So drastically increasing the taxes on roll-your-own tobacco, as well as cigarettes, as well as cigars, and, of course, touting about how this is going to help smokers, it's going to help the children. Of course, nobody cares about the fact that the tobacco or the cigar industry is a $2 billion industry in Florida alone, and all of the jobs that are associated with that, all of the people that are in the roll-your-own tobacco industry that are going to end up losing their jobs as these businesses go under. And we should point out that as prices increase, people who are going to continue to smoke are going to have to find ways to support their habits. So you will probably start to see more robberies of cigarettes and thefts in regards to tobacco items.
And if they have to spend more on cigarettes, and if they're terribly addicted, and cigarettes are very addictive, then they will, if they don't steal for the money, there's still going to be money they're not spending in other places. Mm-hmm. So once again, this is any tax you have, the actual cost of the tax, the actual impact on the economy, it's so hard to tell exactly what the damage was, but it will inevitably have damage. There's no way their money is not being spent somewhere else if they're having to spend more on cigarettes.
Right. You know, and the idea, most of these people that I think I'm just guessing, most of the people that are, you know, hooraying the idea of a tobacco tax because it'll get some smokers to quit, probably wouldn't just across the board ban tobacco. If they thought about it, if you had a chance to talk to them, they probably wouldn't do that. So they think that they're allowing people freedom, but they're not. The government coming in and cracking down on these businesses and taking that much more money from them, it's doing the same thing, only step by step.
So, again, these taxes are now in effect. When you go to buy your next box of cigars, cigarettes, or your next bag of rolling tobacco, you will notice that the prices are dramatically increased. And, indeed, it is hurting the businesses, like dozens of cigar companies dotting Miami's Little Havana neighborhood. El Credito Cigar Company is using traditional rollers, or in Spanish, torcedores, to hand-make La Gloria Cubana, the company's most famous and expensive cigar. The workers sit at wooden tables and fold tanned tobacco leaves, cut them with a crescent-shaped knife, and then roll the wads into fat Churchills, Coronas, and Torpedos. The manager, operations manager for El Credito, says many of our rollers are worried. They think that if we have less sales, they'll lose their jobs. And we know for sure the tax increase will be reducing our sales. It's not good for our business. Not good at all. More on this and your calls coming up. Free Talk Live.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Are you embarrassed by your legs? Are your legs sore and irritated? Millions of women suffer from leg pain due to varicose veins. When varicose veins prevent you from living and enjoying your everyday life, you need Venulux. Venulux is a dietary tool formulated to restore naturally beautiful legs from the inside out. As part of your healthy lifestyle, Venulux promotes antioxidant action throughout your body to calm varicose veins and support fit legs for life. Venulux has helped women all over the world relieve varicose vein pain and restore the confidence to bear their legs. Now it's your chance to benefit with Venulux free when you call 1-888-4-FIT-LEG today. That's 1-888-4 Fitleg, or visit us on the web at 4fitleg.com. And remember, when you call 1-888-4-FITLEG, ask how to get your Venulux free. That's 1-888-4-FITLEG,
or visit us on the web at 4fitleg.com.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free and bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com, and those features, by the way, include updates. You get signed up, and we'll keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live, just go to updates.freetalklive.com. Get on the list free. That's updates.freetalklive.com. You can clean out unwanted or unused kids' items from your home. Use toosmallforme.com. Save money by grabbing donated items. Take advantage of the coupons and the freebies on the site. It's easy to use, and all of the features are absolutely free. Don't trash it. Pass it. Toosmallforme.com. That's the number 2, small, the number 4, me.com. Toosmallforme.com. All right, so we continue here just a little bit more on this story. We're going to take your calls. Story is pretty wide. It's got a pretty wide scope. It's affecting the entire tobacco industry. And I know some people are out there cheering this on, saying, yeah, go get them. Those people are killing people.
Our first show. Wasn't our first show on a smoking ban in,
it was on
in Sarasota, Florida?
Yep.
Or in Florida in general or whatever. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think most of the calls we got were from people that wanted to see smoking banned in restaurants. And this is slightly different. But, you know, the fact is there are people out there that are just anti-smoking, anti-tobacco. It's bad. And I understand. Yes, I get it that either if you've quit or if you had a family member who, you know, has smoked and you didn't like it or they died from it or whatever, I understand why it would be that you would blame the plant. However, the unfortunate truth is that you or the person that, you know, that died from it or the person that, you know, smoked in your presence, that person was making a decision.
Made a choice.
Right. They were exercising their freedom in a free country to do what it was that they wanted to do, and they did it. And that's the problem. It's not the tobacco, it's them.
Those who would control would rather they not have those choices to make. They would rather tax those choices out of business, and that's what they're doing with the cigarettes and the cigars and the roll-your-own tobacco. All of these taxes dramatically went up. The federal level, just a few days ago on April 1st, and it's really affecting some businesses out there. And of course, that means it's affecting people's jobs. But nobody talks about that aspect of this. I mean, popularly, everybody's just talking about, oh, great, this is going to stop people from smoking. It's going to save lives. Well, then let's start banning fat. Let's start. How about a fat tax, where every product that that uses fat is dramatically taxed at the federal level?
Cars kill people. A lot of people.
More taxes on cars. Sure. Let's tax everything that could possibly hurt another human being, and then see where we're at.
Let's make it so that none of us can smoke. We all have to eat vegetables, and you have to walk or ride a bike to where it is that you want to go. How's life look now?
But of course, if people actually
safer.
But if people actually quit smoking. Now, if this is really the goal here, is to get people to quit smoking, which it's not. If that was really the goal, exactly, because if people did quit, if all of a sudden next week people stopped smoking cigarettes, then where would they get their tax money from?
That's exactly what happens, apparently. In California, they raised the taxes dramatically on cigarettes, and we're expecting like a $9 billion increase in taxes. And unfortunately, it had the effect that they promoted it with. I guess people stopped smoking, mm-hmm. or they started getting, maybe it's probably a combination of different factors.
Smuggling cigarettes
from others over the state lines and things like that. But they didn't get any noticeable increase at all, actually, in taxes.
According to the story at, this is the Associated Press, just a little bit more on the cigar industry, which is a $2 billion industry in the state of Florida alone. It's been going on there since the 1890s when Cuban immigrants were rolling cigars in Tampa in the 1960s. Another wave of Cubans with cigar expertise opened up smaller shops in Miami after the Communist Revolution. In Cuba, Eric Newman, the co-owner of J.C. Newman Cigar Company in Tampa, said these are the toughest times in the company's 114-year history.
That's because the government's getting bigger and bigger.
He says the last thing we needed was the government to throw this roadblock at us, said Newman. This could push our industry off a cliff. He said his company will go from paying $1 million per year in taxes to $4 million. That is huge. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Let's talk to Dan in Indiana. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live. Dan, Indiana?
Holy smokes. I can't believe that these guys would try that, but then I thought, wait a minute, we are talking about the government there. I've found a cure for this. It's curing. Cure your own smoke and everything. Look at the size of a tobacco leaf. It's pretty big. You're going to roll a lot of smokes out of that. And, over the break, they had mentioned something in one of your commercials, one of your advertisers had mentioned, growing your own crops, and tobacco was mentioned in that. And I did a little bit of looking also on the Internet about curing your own tobacco. I saw one chamber that looked like a shower stall, an ordinary shower stall. So folks can grow their own tobacco, and they can get around this.
Isn't it illegal to grow your own tobacco?
I don't know. Well, your advertiser said you can grow your own. I don't know. Am I required to answer that question by law?
I don't know. I've heard that it's illegal. Maybe it's only illegal in some states where the tobacco industry is heavily entrenched, places like, Kentucky or Tennessee or something like that, some of the southern states.
But how hard do they work to enforce that if it is illegal, I wonder?
Okay.
Probably very hard now, but who knows? In the future, maybe there'll be a crackdown.
Maybe they can stick me in a cage for this, but I advise people if they're walking past a tobacco field, pick up a couple of leaves that are just, blown by the side of the road that they're not going to harvest anyway, and put them in the back of your truck or your car or whatever and take them home and look on the Internet for curing, and there you go. You got yourself at least a month or two to supply of smokes.
I can tell you tobacco. I don't know if a tobacco leaf is going to get me by in a month.
Most people don't have the tobacco field nearby where they can do that. I think a realistic assessment of what's going to happen is that some people are going to quit smoking because of the financial situation. Some people are going to continue smoking, and they're going to live a poorer lifestyle as a result of that because of these taxes. Some people are going to get into the business of growing some tobacco on a mass scale and selling black market tobacco, because as the taxes continue to increase, it becomes more and more worthwhile for black marketeers to enter the picture and start offering these things. I don't think we're that far off from having police helicopters flying over tobacco fields and busting the grow operators, just like with marijuana. Dan, thanks for the call tonight. Good hearing.
You're welcome, gentlemen.
I prefer to call that the gray market, because it's not an illegal substance. It's not a banned substance, but it is not the white market. I hope this promotes a really big gray market in tobacco. I think that would be a wonderful result of this fiasco.
Cigarette smokers are angry they're going to have to pay 62 cents more per pack, but cigar makers and importers say the industry will suffer disproportionately, the cigar industry, that is, especially in Florida, where 75% of the nation's cigar makers and importers are located. Cuban Crafter Cigars in Miami is one of their employees, or co-owners rather, says that it's part of the culture in Miami and Florida. Father was a cigar maker in Cuba until the factory was seized by the Castro regime. The family then came to Miami and rolled cigars out of their garage until they could open a factory. So talk about starting small. Talk about the American dream. They came here, they started in their garage, and now Cuban Crafters employs 500 people at a factory and tobacco farm in Nicaragua. Another 100 people work in Miami at a warehouse and a small factory. The building also serves as a tourist shop and a place where guys smoke, play dominoes, and sip strong shots of Cuban coffee. Berger imports a chunk of his cigars from Nicaragua. He said he'll pay hundreds of thousands of dollars more on each imported shipment, and that cost will be passed along to retailers and customers. The price of a pack of 25 cigars, which is $29.99, will go up by $10 after the tax, he said. A single large cigar will increase by about 40 cents.
Jeez.
So there you go. 1-800-259-9231.
You have any idea?
What's next?
Any idea how this affects clove cigarettes? Because my understanding is cloves. Someone just told me recently that a clove cigarette is still tobacco, but it's not.
Is it categorized as tobacco? Because it's clove, right? That's different, isn't it? Are they two different plants?
Damn.
I was told it's actually tobacco, but it's just produced a different way. It doesn't have all the additives and things of and they're more expensive for that reason. It's not actually cloves, which blows my mind, but.
Yeah, I disagree.
So I'm curious if
there
anybody
may be some tobacco
that.
In it, but I disagree that it doesn't have cloves in it. It certainly has cloves in it.
I wonder how many people will start smoking cloves cigarettes, for instance.
That's a great question. 800-259-9231 seems inevitable that some new people will be trying cloves, certainly for the first time, especially if they're cheaper. 1-800-259-9231. But do you get nicotine out of clove cigarettes?
No idea. They're more expensive right now, but the tax may change that.
Toll-free number 800-259-9231. Are you in the cigarette business? How is this affecting you? It's Free Talk Live.
Are you tired of feeling like you can't keep up with, let alone fight, the never-ending increases in government power? How do we, in one step, eliminate all these abuses and prevent them from returning again? The answer is simple. We must control the money. If it weren't for the Federal Reserve System and the so-called income tax, our government could have never become what it is today. Elite financier Rothschild arrogantly admitted, "Permit me to issue and control the money of a nation, and I care not who makes its laws." That statement says it all. If others control the money, we cannot limit government growth or power. Under our current monetary system, we are slaves to the financial elite. Take the time to learn how this corrupt system works. Purchase a copy of Dishonest Money today. Learn the system, fight it, and abolish the one scam that funds all the rest. Dishonest Money. Available at Amazon or DishonestMoney.com.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpaste contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit 2BNatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skin care, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
I was drinking more than I should, and I knew it. I just made excuses and wrote it off as stress from work or problems at home. I thought I was functional, but then I realized that just being functional wasn't any kind of life at all. That's when I heard about a free CD from the National Institute for Alcohol Recovery. Turns out it's different from anything else out there, including 12-step or hypnosis. It's based on the latest research, and it really turned things around for me.
This free alcohol recovery CD tells you about everything you need to succeed in the privacy of your own home. We guarantee it. We are so sure of your success with our alcohol recovery program that if you can find a better home recovery program anywhere, we'll pay for it. So you have absolutely nothing to lose. For a free CD, call 1-800-309-0958. That's 1-800-309-0958. 1-800-309-0958.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free. Bring up whatever you want at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they are completely free, so enjoy those. Again, freetalklive.com. Now, if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We take that money in and reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations around the country and bringing more internet listeners on from around the world to expose more new people to the ideas of freedom. Now, if that sounds like a good idea to you and you want to get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more, head over to amp.freetalklive.com, get signed up with any major credit card, PayPal account, or some of the alternative options. Amp.freetalklive.com. We continue with your phone calls about what you want. It's Jeremy in Tennessee. Jeremy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey there. What's on your mind tonight?
Basically, I'm a member of the Campaign for Liberty here in Hamilton County, Tennessee, and we heard about the military checkpoint that's going to take place in the western part of our state, kind of east of Memphis.
Is this the Whiteville Police Department checkpoint?
I believe so. That's what I was calling for more information as well.
I've got some info here. In fact, it was part of my show prep tonight. According to Infowars.com, one of the readers over there took a page from the Hardeman County, Tennessee Bulletin Times, so they scanned in a part of the newspaper announcing a seatbelt checkpoint to be conducted on April 4th in conjunction with a Homeland Security training exercise by the 251st Military Police who recently returned from Iraq. According to the announcement, although uniformed military personnel will be visible at the checkpoint, the military participation will be strictly observational. So no big deal. Nothing to worry about here, Americans. This isn't the military occupying your streets. They're just observing. It's no problem.
Right.
And
right.
That's just a test. That's getting us ready for more. They'll see how people react to that. Mm-hmm. And if people don't react, then they will up the ante later.
Your thoughts, caller?
I was just going to say, I don't think we're really going to let that happen without some sort of check and balance.
What do you mean by that?
No, I mean, in this state, like, there's a lot of people just heard about it. I don't know. I guess it really kind of broke today, and they're already wanting to go out there and just make sure everything's legit, or at least contact the city, you know, ask the city for more details on what's going on. So there's a big kind of following to not let something like this go unchecked.
There have been some instances of them planning stuff like this in the past where the military has planned like an operation kind of thing where they're expected to go into an urban area and do what they call urban training or something like that. And essentially the outcry from the residents in the area had convinced, in some of these cases, the city to say, look, we don't want you doing your training here. Go away.
So that has been successful to some extent. I'm not sure who you call and or what you do to get something like this stopped, but
raise hell and lots of it.
But yeah, whatever kind of hell raising you can do to the city government bureaucrats at the city council meetings, but it's going to be happening tomorrow. So unless you can get it canceled by tomorrow night or whenever it is that this is going to happen, one of the other things you might want to consider is actually showing up at the checkpoint with activists and letting them know that you don't appreciate what they're doing. That might be another way to handle it, but obviously that won't put a stop to it at that point.
I think I'm going to try and call local media and ask and see if there's any way I can find what would be allowed as far as, you know, because they'll know, I think, best what you would be allowed to do, how close, you know what I mean, things like this.
I'm sorry, what were you getting at there?
I was just asking, what did you think about contacting the local media outlet there, sort of, and asking them if they had any feedback on what would be permissible as far as addressing, you know, protesting. They usually have a better insight to this type of information.
I don't know. I mean, they're probably not going to know. I mean, if the media shows up somewhere, then they usually do what the cops demand of them. So if the cops say, you need to stand over there on that side of the street, most media people will do whatever it is the cops say. I doubt they have any guidelines that they're going to just hand out to you as somebody who's calling them as an interested party to say, oh, yeah, here's how you handle the police. I mean, I'm not telling you not to call the media, but just don't expect miracles out of them.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I have a feeling I'd like to at least call and double check that they've heard that this is going on, because Lord knows.
Well, very good.
Well, I recommend taking a video camera out when you do it.
Right. Become the alternate media.
Very good, sir. Good luck. Let us know what happens, if anything, okay?
Okay, thank you, guys.
Thanks for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. The collaboration between Homeland Security, the military, and local law enforcement in Tennessee sets a dangerous new precedent. In the case U.S. versus Martinez Fuerte, the Supreme Court ruled that DHS checkpoints could be set up to search for illegal immigrants and smugglers. And so long as the checkpoints and searches were brief and for that purpose only, they could be done anywhere within 100 miles of a U.S. border. It appears the Department of Homeland Security is now moving beyond U.S. Martinez Fuerte and expanding operations beyond the 100-mile limit. The DHS will likely argue they're not conducting the checkpoints in Tennessee, and they're only there as monitors. Only there observing, giving advice, suggestions. We're not running this checkpoint.
That's
just
what we
hanging
did in
out.
Vietnam, didn't we? We sent advisors to kill the Vietnamese?
No, they're just hanging out.
Yeah. No, they were the advisors, right. So they were just advising.
Right, just hanging around.
Kill them like this.
However, this point will be lost on the victims of the checkpoints when they see uniformed military police and Department of Homeland Security personnel. So, as you suggested, Dale, this is an initial phase. They are testing the waters, and they want to see what Americans are going to do when they encounter military police on the sides of their roads.
I think it's also an intimidation factor. They might not do a thing, but just by standing there, maybe they're hoping that people will simply be more cooperative because they're scared of the military person there with a huge gun.
Are people generally uncooperative at checkpoints? I mean, even when it's just run by the cops, if it's a DUI checkpoint or something like that?
I doubt it. I've seen people specifically make a point to be uncooperative, and I really appreciate that.
Yeah.
And more people should do that. I intend to do that. But, just standing up for your rights, I mean, that's what I mean by being, they call that being uncooperative when you stand up for your rights. Why aren't you being cooperative? You know, if you don't do everything they tell you to do, they call that being uncooperative instead of saying that you're standing up for your rights.
So as more people start to encounter situations like this, as it starts to happen more often across the country, people will become acclimated to the idea of seeing men in fatigues on the side of the road checking people's cars. Now, again, at this point, they're saying they're just there observing. But if they're observing, does that mean that on one side of the car there can be a local police officer at one window who's doing all the question asking, and then the other guy, you know, some other guy in fatigues is on the passenger side just leaning in and observing into the car? Does that count as observing? Because that seems kind of, overarching, overruling, seems really obvious to me it seems obvious what they're up to. And I hope you're right, Dale. I hope that Americans don't just take this lying down and they make a big, you know, make as much of a fuss about this as they possibly can and try to disobey and non-cooperate as much as they can. But knowing Americans, that's not very likely.
It's time for people to wake up. I mean,
what'll it take?
That's what I'm wondering. How bad does it have to get? I mean, it's getting scary out there. This is really scary.
Here's
having
one
military
point.
on our inside our borders involved with citizens.
But what would you civilians. Say, Dale, to somebody who said, "Well, it's our military. These are our boys. These
yeah,
are our
can
boys
trust
and girls."
Them.
Right.
I would say that historically, free countries have been overrun by their own militaries. When you look at Rome, that's when they ceased to have a republic, was when Caesar crossed the Rubicon. You know, the same thing with the Greek city-states.
I don't think most Americans know that, and I don't think most Americans are going to have the realization that... Well, let me break this down here. When you're dealing with police abuse... They are pretty protected, right? We've read story after story on this show about how when the police are abusing people's rights, 99 times out of 100, the investigation, if there's even an investigation, comes back, an internal investigation comes back and says, these officers were operating by the book, everything's fine. It doesn't matter that they killed your family's dogs. It doesn't matter that they killed your infant child. It doesn't matter that they burned your house down. And these are just three examples of real stories
real
that we've
stories.
Read. It doesn't matter what these guys did. Doesn't matter they shot your wife. Doesn't matter, etc. They were running by the book. They get to keep their jobs. No problem. You've got dead loved ones. Too bad for you. See you later. That's how these things come out. And that's with a local police department where you know who those guys are. At least you can get a roster for the department.
Right.
You can find out who the cops are. They live somewhere in the general vicinity of where it is that you live.
These soldiers, they truck them in from all over the nation.
Yep.
They do whatever they're told.
They don't know you.
I mean, and they don't get the training that police officers do. I mean, the minimal amount of training that they do. They're generally not as old as the police officers, so therefore they, you know, maybe had a chance to think about life and the orders they're given and stuff like that. Nope. These
and
are just young, pimply kids with guns.
And they're that much more distant because they're the federal government and that much more authority.
That's one, that's one of the scariest parts about all this is most Americans don't realize that there's going to be an even greater disconnect between them and these military guys. And they don't even think about it because when they see the military, all they can think about is flags waving and tunes playing.
Oh, that's
and
the intent.
Nationalism.
That's the intent
yep.
of all that.
All right, 800-259-9231. Hour 2 is coming up. You dial in. Bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Gun Day, Gun Day, Gun Day. 3 days to exercise your Second Amendment rights for only $10 per person April 3rd, 4th, and 5th at Knob Creek Gun Range. The world's largest machine gun shooting military gun show is fun for the whole family with machine guns and flamethrowers for rent, helicopter rides, and over 800 tables showcasing handguns, shotguns, rifles, and more. Opens at 9 a.m. Call 502-922-4457 or visit knobcreekrange.com. That's K-N-O-B, creekrange.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.